Peter, you were in the hunt for a while there.
I think, as you saw from the first four or five races, we were well up for this, and you need a good start to the meeting and a good middle and a good finish. But once Peterborough discovered their gating gloves, it was game over, because every single race, for four or five races on the bounce, they were electric from the start, and we just had no answer to that, and I've been talking to the riders about it all night, and they don't have any answers either. They were just so superior from the start, and on a track like this where passing was at a premium tonight, it was very difficult to cope with that.
Yeah, well, it was hard to pass. I mean, we saw, some valiant attempts made. Ryan Douglas rode very well for you, but there was momentum with Peterborough really quite from that point on.
Yeah, absolutely. Once they got the bit between the teeth, they were very difficult to fend off. And it's not like we came here with a lead to defend. We were 2 points adrift before we even kicked off. So as soon as things started to go wrong and that gap starts to widen, then obviously, people's start doubting their ability to do the job, and it just goes from bad to worse. And that's what happened. Very disappointing, but, at least we've lost to a very good team who'll take a lot of beating, I think, in the final.
It's been a season where, obviously, it's come from extraordinary circumstances at the start, with the restricted attendances and the late start, to at least we're filling venues like this in Monmouth Green towards the end of the season. So, while there's been disappointing for Wolves tonight, at least the sport has, to that extent, got itself back on its feet again.
Yeah, and, we, as you say, it was a very difficult start for us. But, once those restrictions were lifted, the Wolverhampton fans poured in their numbers, and we've been very grateful for their support. Obviously, it's just a shame that we couldn't give them, the ultimate contest to watch at the end of the season.
Yeah. Can you make any plans at this stage for next season? Obviously, the regulations and the leagues are all a bit in abeyance, or is there anything you can do before that?
Not really. I think there's a lot of brain power wasted on that aspect. We need to see, obviously we know Chris and I how many members of this team we want, wearing our colours next season. But before you can, finalise those kind of plans, we need to know what the rules and regulations are going to be, and indeed in Wolverhampton's case, how many teams are going to be in the league, because I think Chris has made it quite clear that if it's six again, Wolverhampton won't be one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people I speak to would agree that six is just not viable in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 10 league matches in a 20-odd week season, which incidentally used to be 30 weeks, when I first started, 15th of March to the 31st of October, and you would run at home every single, one of those Mondays. That's not the case now, but obviously, this quantity of teams is not viable.
It's not quite over for the promotion for this year, of course. You've got the Olympique to come, which is a big occasion, a great tradition. And Rory's farewell meeting, and I think we should say something about him in advance of that, because he's given the sport in this country great service, and latterly in his career has given Wolverhampton great service too.
Absolutely. I couldn't echo that, any more strongly. He's... it's been an absolute, pleasure working with him, and I'm just hoping that, return trips to Australia become that restrictive that he can't go and he'll do another season with us. I doubt that, but it'd be nice, because he's been a great servant, to British Speedway in general, and in the last few years, Wolverhampton in particular.